This is Earth and Sky. The marshes of southern Iraq were once as large as the state of Massachusetts. The abundant fish, birds, and other wildlife have been supporting people who live there for 5,000 years.
But in the 1990s, the marshes all but dried up. Iraq's rulers, attempting to wipe out the marsh Arabs who lived there, diverted the rivers that replenished the marshes. Azam Alwash is project director for Eden Again, an international effort to restore the marshes. Alwash hoped to study the marshes and develop a plan for restoration. But people living in the marshes, impatient with the scientific process, began to take down the dams and reflood nearly half the marshes.
One of the biggest challenges before liberation that we were facing is we have limited water resources, and the big decision was, well, which areas of the marshes can we restore? That question need not be answered any longer. They have told us with their actions exactly which areas they want restored.
But when the marshes dried out, salty crusts formed. Now, in many places, the water is too salty for the plants and fish that once lived there. To fully restore them, the marshes need to be flushed several times with fresh water. More about saving Iraq's marshes tomorrow. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.